No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 22nd day of January 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Quick question, what item in the news are you most interested in? Keeping track of the impeachment drama in the Senate, anyone? Our friends at KXAN-TV report that as the impeachment trial was getting underway, online searches within Texas for impeachment seemed to be hottest in Austin. No real surprise there. A lot of politically attuned Democrats in the Texas capital city. But also in the top five cities where searches for impeachment are way up, Lubbock, Odessa Midland, Corpus Christi, and Victoria. James Henson, who directs the Texas Politics Project, says this level of interest, especially in West Texas and farm country, could underscore the fact that these are deep red Republican areas of the state. And Texas Tech Law professor Jorge Ramirez speculates that with farm and oil operations heavy in these areas, the spike in interest may reflect a certain anxiety over possibly losing someone perceived as a booster for their economic interests. The most recent surveys by the Texas Politics Project show a predictably partisan split in Texas on the question of whether removal of the president from office would be justified. Henson and the Politics Project plan to revisit the matter as the trial continues. But clearly more Texans think they have skin in the game if voter registration patterns are any indication. The number of people registered to vote in the Lone Star State has hit a record high of 16 million. Ahead of the Texas primary in March. So reports Jeremy Wallace, who covers the State House for the Hearst Papers, Houston Chronicle, and San Antonio Express News. Though, Jeremy, I gather you've been on the politics beat of late.
Oh, you better believe it. And that's what a year to do that, right?
Yeah, I'll say. Break this down. 16 million registered voters. How does that compare with the number of registered voters in past elections?
Yeah, this is stunning how quickly these numbers are growing here in Texas. That's about a million more registered voters than just the Beto O'Rourke-Ted Cruz, Senate election in 2018.
Really? Wow.
And we're almost about 2 million more voters than we had 4 years ago during the presidential race. It's almost like we added Connecticut's, all of their voters. In the state of Texas, in the middle of a presidential cycle. So you can just see how dramatic this thing is changing from cycle to cycle since about 2014.
Like adding a Connecticut. That's a pretty impressive way to think about it. All right. So I know that both Democrats and Republicans here in Texas have been trying to get people registered, signed up to vote. Is that what we're seeing here, the effects of those voter registration campaigns, or is something else going on?
Yeah, it really started in 2014. Groups that were, particularly Democratic groups, grew increasingly frustrated with what they saw as hindrances to register voters in Texas. And the state's voter registration rolls were so stagnant for so long, despite the population growing dramatically, from 2002 to 2012, the population, grew, dramatically in Texas, but yet the voter registrations, went from 12.1 million to 12.9 million in 10 years. And so, people outside of Texas particularly were looking at that and going, well, how do we get into this and fix this? And so what you saw, starting in 2014, were Democratic groups particularly starting to work on how to, play within Texas's voter registration rules. That meant, trying to get into each one of the counties with, local citizens to learn how to do registrations and get more people registered. And that intensive effort, it looked kind of difficult at the start, but it looks like they've been making progress. Even Republicans have acknowledged that the work they've done in places like Houston and Houston's Harris County, it really shows that the voter registrations are growing so much faster than even the population now, that it shows that they're finding those voters that they thought should have been registered before.
But does this exclusively favor Democrats? I would imagine not. Is there any way of knowing whether voters might be skewing toward one party or another?
In Texas, you can't, because in Texas, you don't have to register with the party. And so, all we have are what both sides are saying. Republicans say that they're upping their game now, too. But there is an acknowledgement that Democrats have been doing better, or at least Democratic-leaning groups have been doing better in registering voters over the last, 3 to 4 years, for sure.
I wonder, though, is there any sort of demographic breakdown, because you think that there would be certain groups that would be particularly energized, right now, galvanized,
yes,
especially, certainly during the Trump era?
Yeah, I don't have all the data on that specifically, but what the Democratic Party has been trying to tell me is that they're seeing the numbers show that their younger voters, typically, I think it was about a one-third of all the new registrars are under 25,
Wow.
and younger voters are skewing Democratic right now, particularly during the Trump administration years, and so they see that as a potential. Groups like Battleground Texas have been working the ground, registering voters, and their executive director told me they're graduating essentially 300,000, high school students a year into the voter registration rolls. That they see those people as people that they can add to the party, and
Boy.
it almost feels like that's happening.
It'll be interesting to see how this growth in registration manifests itself ultimately at the ballot box. Jeremy Wallace is keeping tabs on that. He's State House reporter for the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News. Jeremy, good to talk with you, sir. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.